Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama took a day off from campaigning today, but the back and forth certainly didn't stop, with both camps saying that they can win the nomination. One thing Clinton and Obama do agree on is that their race is far from over. Wyoming and Mississippi have contests in the coming days, and then it's on to an important primary in Pennsylvania 7 weeks from now.
Well, to talk about this, we're going to turn to our correspondents who've been following the Democratic candidates. NPR's Don Gagne is in Chicago with Barack Obama. NPR's David Green is here in Washington with Hillary Clinton. And David, we're going to start with you. We talk a lot about momentum in this race, and no doubt Hillary Clinton has quite a bit of that after her wins last night. What is her campaign doing to take advantage of that?
She does have a lot, and we talk about momentum, and in this campaign, the lesson has been as quickly as you get it, you can lose it. I mean, it's been handed back and forth so many times, but that said, the Clinton camp feels like these wins in Ohio and Texas have given them a compelling story to tell in this window, if they have the momentum, about who has the best shot at winning a general election. You know, they say she's carrying Latino voters, she's carrying women, she's attracting so-called Reagan Democrats, you know, blue-collar, working-class, mostly white voters, and they make the argument these are voters who, if Clinton is not in the race, they could migrate over to John McCain. So they feel like they have this case. She needs superdelegates if she's going to make up the deficit in delegates that she has right now against Barack Obama. And so the Clinton camp is getting on the phone with superdelegates, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, some of their surrogates, trying to tell this story to them. And it's not just saying, let's buy time until the convention. They would love to pick up the commitment from some of these superdelegates while they have this window of momentum.
David, I want to play a bit of tape from the interview that Hillary Clinton gave to CBS this morning, and I want to hear what you think about it. She was asked about the possibility of running on a ticket with Barack Obama.
Well, that may be where this is headed, but of course we have to decide who's on the top of the ticket. And I think that the people of Ohio very clearly said that it should be me.
She didn't sound like she was exactly knocking down the idea.
Not at all, and it's not often you hear a politician so willing to speculate about something. I guess I'd say a couple things. I mean, there's this problem the Clinton campaign seems to have right now. It was a very negative campaign in the final days, and I think that they're worried it's a risk if they seem too negative that they're tearing down Barack Obama. So to talk about, you know, I might love to be on a ticket with him is a way to soften her image a bit. But in addition, I mean, if we really are going to the convention, you know, Hillary Clinton needs to find a storyline that might be right for her, and it's not going to be, let's try to get superdelegates so we can make up the deficit of delegates that are actually decided by voters. And so if this story of perhaps the dream ticket that Democrats are talking about is out there, and if she is seen as the natural person to be at the top, that's not a storyline that would be that bad for her. But again, this is a long way off, and we're just guessing here.
We're going to bring Don Gagne into the conversation now. And Don, first, briefly, has Barack Obama responded to this notion of a dream ticket, and who would be on it?
He simply said it's way too early to be talking about that. Let's get the nomination first.
Okay. We were talking with David there about momentum, and certainly Barack Obama has had a lot of it going in his direction. What does the campaign say happened in these votes yesterday, and what do they say about trying to get that momentum back?
Well, basically say the Clinton campaign threw the kitchen sink at Barack Obama. There were those questions about whether a top Obama economic advisor quietly reassured Canadian officials that he wasn't all that opposed to the North American Free Trade Agreement, a big issue in Ohio, or that ominous TV spot featuring that 3 a.m. phone call to that red phone in the White House that questioned Obama's readiness in a crisis. So it's clear that they are going to hit back and try to get back on the offense to point out some problems that they see, things that Hillary Clinton hasn't really answered. For example, on the campaign plane today, Obama raised questions about her readiness and her foreign policy experience. Give a listen.
One of the things that, you know, I hope people start asking is, what exactly is this foreign experience that she's claiming? I know she talks about visiting 80 countries. It's not clear, you know, was she negotiating treaties or agreements, or was she handling crises during this period of time? My sense is the answer is no.
And other Obama campaign officials were saying things like, hey, why aren't people pressing Hillary Clinton on why we haven't seen all of her tax returns? That's something important for primary and caucus voters to see. That shouldn't wait till the general election. But here's the trick. The problem for Obama is he's got to do this stuff without betraying his good guy image. He can't tarnish that halo that a lot of voters see over his head. So it's a tricky line that he's got to walk.
And Don, what is the Obama campaign saying about this hunt for delegates?
Oh, it's all about the delegates, they say. And they say despite Hillary Clinton's good day yesterday, they point out that they think her net gain in delegates for the day will be just 4-10, which they point out barely cuts into the sizable lead he's got on the delegate front. And they say they expect to end the primary and caucus season after Pennsylvania at least 100 delegates ahead. And they accuse her now of mounting what they call a scorched earth policy against him to try to woo superdelegates to her. And they say the end result of that will be catastrophic for the party.
And just briefly, Wyoming, Mississippi, Pennsylvania, next on the calendar. Are we going to see the candidates go to those states? David, first you.
I think so. Bill Clinton tomorrow is going to be in Wyoming. So we're expecting perhaps a stop in Mississippi by Hillary Clinton and probably Pennsylvania not too far after.
And Don, Obama's travel plans?
Wyoming Friday, Mississippi early next week, and nothing on the books yet, but lots of trips to Pennsylvania upcoming.
Okay, that's NPR's Don Gagne, who's covering the Obama campaign. He's in Chicago, and also NPR's David Greene with the Clinton campaign in Washington. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.